Dr. Oliveros, for January the 30th of 2024, the first patient, Glenda Self, S-E-L-P-H, Glenda, G-L-E-N-D-A. This is a clinical case of a 64-year-old white female that has a non-functional right kidney. I had the opportunity to review the renal scan that was done in the past, and the uptake of the material in the right side was scanty, period. The left kidney was the kidney that was treated by Dr. Onishi. It was chronically obstructed, and the patient lost significant amount of kidney function during this obstruction. Today comes for a follow-up. The patient had a laboratory workup that was done on January the 25th, 2024, and the creatinine is 2.75. The BUN is 25. The estimated GFR is 19 mLs per minute. And the protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 253 milligrams per gram of creatinine. To a physical examination, there is no evidence of fluid retention. The blood pressure is under control. And this patient has been going to the Florida Cancer Center for the treatment of the anemia. Period, Dr. Yellow, Y-E-L-L-O, stopped the administration of iron PO. Following number, anemia. Anemia related to CKD is treated at the Florida Cancer Center, hemoglobin 10.4. Following number, diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C has been under control. The patient has gained 30 pounds, and she was emphasized the need for her to lose weight in order to get very stable kidney function. And we will be able to preserve what we have. It's important for her to stay away from the industrial production of food, to follow a plant-based diet, avoid the sodium, and restrict the fluid intake. Following number, atrial fibrillation. The patient has coronary artery disease. She is followed by the cardiologist on a regular basis. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Today's reading, 120 over 58. Following number, esophageal reflux disease with no clinical manifestations at this point. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing and comparing the lab. In the face-to-face, we spent 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.